Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice. Get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. It's an awesome life hack and pretty much a no-brainer of a choice. You no longer have to schlep to the store to buy a cheap disposable razor that'll give you a bumpy old shave or spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shaving tech that you don't need. And that's why I went to my DSC Executive Razor with Dr. Carver Shave. You just butter that blade up. It gives such a smooth shave. Their Dr. Carver Shave Butter is a transparent. It gives you a more precise shave. It helps prevent ingrown hairs, fights those razor bumps. It'll have you looking good. It'll have you looking smart. It'll have you looking like All Business Pete. You too can make the smarter choice by joining the Dollar Shave Club. So for a limited time, new members can get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. And after that, razors are only a couple bucks a month. That's $15 and you're getting it for only $5. That's pretty good math. I don't know how to do much math, but it sounds darn good. In your first month, you can get an awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of 4 cartridges, and a tube of their shave butter. And after the first month, you get replacement cartridges. They ship to you for no price. There's no hidden fees. There's no commitments. You can cancel any time. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com.
Cheer.
That's dollarshaveclub.com/. Yeah.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wow way, BB.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
This is a huge episode for us. We've had some big guests on this show. We've had guests with insured penises for $1 million. We've had champion race car drivers who were millionaires when they were 18 years old. We've had the top draft picks in the NFL on this program. We've had some of the biggest and brightest stars. But none tickle my fancy so much as today's guest.
All Business Pete. All Business Today. You look good, man. How you doing?
Hello,
All Business
Thanks
Pete.
Thanks for coming in, man.
That's my trademark podcast open.
Hello.
It's hello. Hello. Yeah.
That's damn
hello,
good.
Yeah.
It starts off interesting. So for people who don't know who All Business Pete is, he's our tech guy here at Barstool Sports. How would you describe your work to a young and happy child who has no idea what's going on in the world?
Tech guy seems to be the easiest way to do it, but it's... You know, it's production and all the technology in the office, basically.
So you're the smartest guy in the office?
Yeah.
Damn. We got the smartest guy in the office on our show.
Would you say it's by a long shot or?
By a decent margin, probably.
Well, let's start off swinging. Rank for me the 5 smartest people in the office right behind you, excluding present company so as not to hurt anyone's feelings.
It's tough to say. We have such a diverse amount of talent here that... The easy thing for me to do is to assess myself at the top, and then after that it gets murky.
Right, so let's hit the 5.
I don't think that I can.
Wow, I didn't realize that this is going to be such a scared podcast.
I said several times that I didn't want to do it, and then when I did agree to do it, that I'm profoundly uncomfortable right now.
Okay.
I think you know what you're getting.
All right, what can we rank people in the office? Because we need to start this show off with you ranking people in some fashion. You need to go a top 5 of something in this office.
Agreed.
Top 5 stupidest.
Top 5 dumbest brains in the office.
Can I include present company?
Of course.
Ben might... No, I like that. I don't want to do dumbest either. It's I think we have a ton of smart people here.
All right, should we say top 5 middling dumb people brains here. Of the office?
Top five
average guys.
Like average guys?
Not dumb, that's nothing. Just average guys.
Just whatever. I like I'm just going to say some names of people that I like.
All right.
But do you see what's happening?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, they don't, but you guys do.
Yep. Right.
I like Nate.
Yes.
That's one.
That's okay, of course.
I like Trent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very like.
I like Benny Blanco over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very proud because I like him.
I like you too, Pete.
Thanks.
That's 3.
Hey, we like You too.
That's three. Your three most like guys.
Three most like guys. That's a good one.
And then two more.
I like Smitty.
Okay.
And office manager Brett.
So those are your five most hated guys in the office from Pete. Wow.
I thought we were doing liked guys.
Yeah, but why'd you wink beforehand?
Nobody heard that.
Oh, yeah.
But why did you?
Well, there are cameras in here. We're going to have to check the tape on that.
All right, we'll check the tape.
We'll check the tape, but still a little confused as to why you winked.
So, Pete, how did you get so damn smart?
Well, should we explain to people like who are listening who might not be familiar with Barstool what's going on right now?
Okay, yeah.
Do you have a lot of listeners who aren't familiar with Barstool?
I think more than you could ever wrap your little brain around,
okay.
Peter. So basically what's going on is we're doing an episode today in a last – Pete's like, what, our fourth, fifth choice of guest?
Fourth, fifth?
Fourth or fifth.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Who canceled before me? Let's let them know what they're missing.
No, I'm just joking. Pete, we want you on. But I just want to say, just for people who are like thinking about what's going on in the Barstool with in terms of like how the podcast has been going, we've been doing the micro podcasts.
Right.
Right. So basically, we've been doing these micro podcasts every 15 minutes every day, Peter. I don't know if you've been paying attention. And we've been covering like daily topics. And we're trying to just think of new ideas to kind of keep Young and Happy going and keep it in growing it. And basically, I think the conclusion we've come to after a week of doing it is we're going to do two. Is this correct? Or are we still talking about this? We're going to do two micro podcasts at the beginning of the week and then stretch those topic matters over the course of the week, right? As is how we release them. And then we are going to have this one main episode on Thursday, which Peter's joining us for today, All Business Pete, with like a star. So like this week, the star is Pete.
Yeah, I like that. The star of the week.
The star of the week. And then that
Pete,
will be like
the star
a
of the week.
Right. So we're going to go probably back to having one big show Thursday and then not have shows coming out on iTunes. But then the shows will actually be in video form and on social media.
But we are going to be giving you a lot of Young and Happy bursts. But this is the tentpole type of form.
This is the tentpole. That's why I wanted that. That's what I was trying to basically get to. Is like, do people know how important?
So
this
we
need.
We just wanted the tallest, skinniest guy we could have.
That sounds about right. If we were ranking tall and skinny guys, I think I would be up there as well.
There you have it. That's going out on a limb, and I think I could stand by that. I have some height to me, but I'm not that tall in terms of this office. 6'1". That's
this
not
is
that
a tall,
tall
office. I've this heard is that multiple
a
times.
Shockingly tall office.
So Pete, so you heard any good office rumors? Any good office rumors lately?
I haven't. I work over on the other side. You guys are over.
I feel like you're pretty
in
the mix.
The creative side. But
pretty in the mix. You have anything bad to say about Dave?
I don't have anything bad to say about Dave. I think I'm one of the few people that like Dave. Maybe that's the worst thing I could say is that I'm one of the few people that really like him.
What do you like about him?
I like that he doesn't bother me. He doesn't talk to me.
I think you were talking about like Barstool's corporate culture the other day to me in like a private serious conversation that we were having, and you said that what you liked about Barstool is that people don't really bother you, like that you can't get this environment anywhere else.
That's true. It's so fast paced and hands off that it's like we're just going to do something. Are you going to have it done on time? And say yeah, and then you don't have to check in. Which for people that maybe have worked in an office environment, that's one of the least favorite parts of the job.
Where did you work before this?
Before this, I worked at a large consulting company.
Okay, nice. And I mean, you're smart enough that you could work in other places, and you could like there are other jobs for you. While there's some people in here where like it's like Barstool, or like they're like doing some shitty dumb
back
job.
Back to North Carolina.
Yeah. I've had other jobs, had other job offers. Yes, I could work anywhere that I want.
Wow.
I believe it.
And what you don't understand, at my level, you don't just look in the want ads for a job. You're headhunted.
But this is like clearly like a job that you wanted. Like what made you want to work at Barstool when you could work anywhere you want?
I thought it'd be interesting. I guess there's a couple of things. So I kind of have two roles very early on in my life. I worked in production, television production, New York One primarily here in New York City. And then I moved over into some digital media, digital video distribution. But anybody who looks at the television landscape right now can see that that television production is on the downslope, right? ESPN was blowing up forever, and now they're laying people off. And trying to decide where you're going to work for the next 30 years, working at a television station is in my view, perilous. So it was, you know, I was...
That was a calculated move by you.
To leave that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because ESPN's the big name, but if you look around at any newsroom, at any, you know, in any television station, it's everybody's on the downslope. They're downsizing. They're getting more efficient. You know, they're probably able to do more with less. Yeah, it was time to get out. But coming to Barstool, starting up this office, this production, it was a good way for me to be able to get back into production at a company that was on the rise. Right, we're just hiring people left and right. You know, we're growing. We're doing more. So
it be was, the smartest guy before they hire some actual smart people.
I didn't need to be the, I didn't come here and be like, oh, I'm going to be the smartest guy.
Pete, what do you know about the dark web?
I don't know a whole lot about the dark web, if we're being honest.
You were talking before the program about the dark web.
We were talking about Reddit, and that that confused you, and then now you're calling it the dark web.
Caleb, but Reddit, for our listeners, Caleb doesn't get, he can't do Reddit.
That's not true. I can do Reddit.
But you don't get it?
Well,
or you forget
Nate told me it was the dark web.
Who told you that?
Nate. I asked him what Reddit was. And I was like, yo, what's Reddit? Why is everyone talking about Reddit?
And he said it was the dark web.
He's like, anything that you see on the internet, if your two eyes surpass information on your phone, BlackBerry, or tablet, that came from Reddit. That's what he told me. Everything on the internet comes from Reddit. So that to me means Reddit's the dark web.
I don't think that's maybe. So what does the dark web mean to you?
That's like the dark web is like the embryo stage of the internet.
The dark web would probably blow your mind then.
Give him a little
so
bit
about... So what do you know about the dark web?
I'm being honest, I don't know a whole lot. It's almost like this portion of the internet that doesn't exist, where you can kind of browse to it, right? The www.barstoolsports.com, right? All that's out there.
That's light web.
I think light web is certainly reasonable. But it's this connection. It's everything that you can do kind of that's not mainstream.
So do you
in
still
public.
Open up like Internet Explorer, or is it like another program?
I think it's probably another program.
Darkweb.com.
Again, I think that's too obvious.
Oh, shit.
Do you know what the program's called?
I don't.
How do you download it off the light web?
You probably got to go through a little light web to get to the dark web.
But you could just Google it. Just Google where to find the dark web.
I thought you knew.
No, I think I was pretty clear that I didn't know.
He actually said, I don't know much about the dark web. That's also whatever. A check the tape type situation.
But you were then what were you saying about I love
the genesis
Reddit?
Was I said that
he was saying he loves Reddit.
No, Reddit loves him.
Barstool Reddit is very pro all business, Pete.
And I'm saying so he's a Reddit. He checks the Reddit.
What does it say about you?
And they're just like, yeah, it's, you know, he's a funny guy. I feel like following on Twitter. That's at all business Pete.
Which you gave me a free ad last week. So
yep, thank you. Yeah, partners with Just the Tip. Happy to see that go through. The Chernin Group, I don't know if you've heard of them. Very interested.
Peter Chernin liked the tweet.
Yes.
Literally not lying. Peter Chernin, the big guy.
Liked what tweet?
His tweet sponsored by Just the Tip.
What do you mean? What was that? Wait.
He did a tweet that I sponsored from Just a Tip, and Peter Chernin liked it.
What?
This is a segment called You Do the Math.
God damn. Wait, so who is he endorsing? You or you? Or you, the royal you, the two of you?
Ooh.
I think it was everything, right? It was a lot of synergy there. A lot of great business going on. Work for Barstool. We're doing a little handbook violation franchise sponsored by our newest digital property, the Just the Tip app. What's not to like about that tweet?
Maybe that the Just the Tip app. So Just the Tip's already an app. I found out.
Oh no.
So that's
what do you mean?
That's a bump in the road.
Like
for
the name or the idea?
Like you type in Just the Tip app on your iPhone, like I've been promoting people to do.
Well, you put no, put two P's. Just the Tip.
Two P's, you think?
Or put T period I period P, like to ensure promptness, like you tip someone to like pay ahead. That's what tip originally stood for, to ensure promptness.
I see just the tips.
Really?
And you put it, and you would pay right before
I like just
a
the
meal.
Tips.
Just the tips? But then you're just getting tips.
Wait, you used to pay tips before the meal?
That's how it used to work, because it's like tip to ensure promptness, you give it to them before the meal.
That's not true at all.
And also, Freud said the Irish are impervious to psychoanalysis.
Are you Irish?
I don't think so.
But that's not true either. So what is true in this crazy world, Pete?
I do see Just the Tip.
What they say on
app,
the dark web.
But I feel like we could do... I feel like you can make another app called Just the Tip.
Yeah. Is that how apps work? Like you can only have...
I don't think it's a... I don't think it's highly regulated like that.
Do you so know, we can make do you know app designers that I could talk to? that work pro bono?
Pro bono, no.
But Barstool was churning like the tweet.
He like, yeah, so I think we're probably...
You have funding.
We're probably coming into some money.
I think that's what funding means.
Wow.
And you're funded by the race car driver,
I
right?
blew all that already.
We've already churned through that?
Yeah, it wasn't as much as I publicized.
Okay. Damn.
Well, you also have funding from... consistent funding from your Venmo account. You could just ask for money.
You talking about my Venmo account, Caleb... Dash Presley, CALEB-PRESSLEY.
The very same. I think that maybe you just come up with a sob story and you're in the money. Because that's worked before.
Like, what are you talking about?
Why do we need a sob story?
Because remember when Caleb lost those bottles?
That was true.
He lost them or he
bought them.
Bought them,
with
drank
money
them.
I didn't have yet.
Enjoyed them.
No, and actually, Jay Hammy, Dave's old girlfriend, actually drank one entire one by herself.
Did she really?
Yes. She held one of those bottles. She held it for herself in her hand the entire night.
Didn't put it down?
No.
And you paid for it?
Well, Dave
that's
paid
the one,
back.
That's Dave the one Dave paid. So how many did you pay for? I forget.
Two.
You paid for two
I
yourself.
I paid for both of them at the club, but then Dave paid me back $1,000. I mean, they were more than 1,000. So.
But if Dave drank out of the other one and she drank one, then more than half of the bottles
were
his.
I think her and Dave had one.
That's wild.
Anyways,
Pete, have you ever gone
story.
To a club and got bottle service in your entire life?
What's your best club story?
I was just thinking that, and this is pathetic. My best club story was at the Super Bowl party when... Caleb walked up to me with, I think, either a professional or soon-to-be-drafted football player and poured some Ace of Spades down my throat, and it tasted like just regular old champagne.
It's regular champagne.
Yeah. Wow. And that is as good as my life gets.
We had an Ace of Spades at the Super Bowl, a big one.
Yeah.
Huge
at the party.
Yeah, huge one, yeah.
Do you remember coming over to me and being like, Pete, drink this, and literally pouring down my throat?
That was like a great memory we shared.
Yeah.
But that bottle was the price of a small car.
Let me clarify too, like what Pete just said. Some people are going to think that's Mitch. That was not Mitch.
I don't think it was.
It
I'm
wasn't.
Fairly certain
it was
it
Jeff Schottmer.
Was it a football player?
Yeah, it was a football player.
Okay.
But anyways, that sounded a little fishy.
Yeah.
I just didn't know who it was, but I was pretty sure it was a football player.
Right,
the way
strong.
You presented it, it made it seem like we were trying to withhold information.
But it was really because I have no idea. Who
also,
people
I can
are.
Come out and say now too at that party. I didn't want to say it in advance of the draft because I have no business. I don't want to mess up a kid's opportunity to make millions of dollars. But Deshaun Kizer, I told this story on Barstool Radio, but Deshaun Kizer tried to get me thrown out of the Barstool party because he was so hammered.
You should tell that story again.
Because
now that the name Deshaun Kizer is linked to it, it's a more eye-opening story.
What do you mean?
It's just like, tell the story.
Right. Well, I was just saying that that I didn't want to tell the Deshaun Kizer story before the draft. That makes sense?
Yeah. But you went up... No, but I'm saying you went up to Deshaun Kizer in the VIP, or he came up to you in the VIP and said...
Yeah, I was up in the VIP. There's two levels of the Barstool party, if you guys remember correctly. And I was right at the Super Bowl, and I walk up to the second floor with one of my buddies from Carolina who plays for the Texans now, but he went to Carolina, played football with me at Carolina. We go up there, and I think I was holding that same bottle that I was with you, so I didn't need anything. We were just drinking out of that bottle of Ace of Spades. And I go up to the second floor, and there's no like VIP sections technically. There's just like couches everywhere. So I'm walking up to look down on the floor where everyone was dancing from the second floor. And that couch was like where Ezekiel Elliott and Deshaun Kizer were and Romo. And I just was like walked over there and looked down. Didn't even talk to him. I just looked down at the bottom stage. The bottom floor. And Deshaun Kizer was like, yo, who is that guy? Point with his security guard. He's like, who's that guy? He's got to go. And then the security guard came up to me. He's like, hey, buddy, you got to go. I was like, whoa, what are you talking about? Deshaun Kizer walked up right behind him. I said, yo, no. You got to go now.
So you tried to throw him out.
He flipped it on Deshaun Kizer.
He's like, you got to go. And I was like, no. you got to go.
This is my party.
Yeah, and then a couple minutes later, I was downstairs, and I got kicked out.
Of that area?
Sure did.
Wait, you said you were
I
downstairs.
I got kicked out of the Barstool party.
And you got kicked out of the Barstool party. By who?
But
we were VIPs. Nobody's kicking us out.
Yeah, Sean Kizer and Ezekiel Elliott's bodyguard kicked me out.
How?
I was like, this is my party. I was like, this is my party. I threw this party. I mean, I had to give him that line. And he just, he's a big dude. And just got, he just forced
just, did he just
physically.
Did he muscle you?
He muscled me out. I'm not going to say he removed me with, like, I was kicking, streaming to stay in. But he physically made sure that I was kicked out of the party.
That was nice of you not to hurt his draft status, but damn.
Was he doing any drugs?
Nah, I can't say that he was.
Okay. I saw it. That was
I can't say that he wasn't either. I wasn't really hanging out with him.
Okay.
But I know that he was very very adamant that I leave the party.
And then you came right back in?
Well, yeah. We gassed at the front door.
Yeah.
And that story about Deshaun Kizer getting kicked out of the Barstool party is brought to you by the Books Company.
That's correct. So the correct for Books.
The Books.
I got kicked out by Deshaun Kizer of the Barstool party.
There you have it. Sending flowers has always been the best way to show someone that you care, but if you're the one doing the sending, it's not always easy or satisfying. If you're lured in with the $20 advertising price, then you check out, it's $94. What happened? There's hidden fees, they leave you with a big bill, and an even bigger disappointment when your flowers show up looking like a wilted little, I can't even say the words that are coming to my mind. Books.com is a better way to buy flowers. The Books Company offers fully transparent pricing, an easy, affordable shopping experience, and an incredible curated selection of flowers starting at $40, including free delivery. Each book is sustainably farmed and comes straight from grower to customer, meaning your flowers will last longer and cost you less. Special offer for you, my young and happy listeners. You order now, you get 20% off. So hurry. Flowers will sell out, so don't wait. Just visit Books.com and enter YOUNG for 20% off your Mother's Day purchase. That's right. Right before Mother's Day, you can get 20% off if you go to BOUQS.com, code YOUNG, at checkout, Books.com/YOUNG. All right, so this is something that I'm pretty excited to do. Caleb and I think that preparing a little something for a podcast is always a good gift to give to our listeners. Sure, we have a star guest like you, All Business Pete, but we also like to bring a little something prepared. So we said, what better way to express ourselves than a monologue?
Yep. You want to go first? Maybe you should go first.
Maybe you should go first, Caleb, and tell us what style your monologue is.
Well, Pete, didn't you say that you were doing one?
No, I'm not. I won't be doing one. Spoiler alert.
Okay, so you can. Pete is going to go off the cuff and do his after we do ours.
Did your initial guest maybe prepare one they could send to me to read?
We'll call
Floyd Mayweather,
Duncan, and Tia. If they actually did do that.
Okay, so I should do mine.
Do yours and explain the style of monologue that you'll be doing.
Mine is a kind of a abstract art impressionist era type monologue.
Oh wow.
So I should start now. 87 years ago, our forefathers brought forth onto this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether any nation is so dedicated can long endure. I think I messed up the last part.
That's beautiful.
I tried to go off script. And that was my monologue.
Damn, that was beautiful. It had
interesting language. Flowery prose.
Books.com.
It was shockingly terse. I expected a longer speech.
But you said 1 minute.
Yeah, I just thought it was beautiful.
I think that maxed out around 60 seconds.
Yeah, wow.
Can we get a time check on that, Ben?
That was beautiful.
Give me a ding or if it hits 60. Okay, I don't know, but you listeners will find out whether that was good.
And beforehand, you told me that your monologue was about jet skis. And so I can really...
About jet skis.
I appreciate the...
I told you it was art.
...symbolism.
Yep.
Now thanks. I truly appreciate the...
Thank you.
...the imagery.
Did you write that yourself?
Hmm?
Did you write that yourself?
Did I? What do you mean?
The text that you just recited.
Yeah.
Did you write that? Did it come from your own head? Did you write it down?
To do it as a monologue?
Not to decide to do it as a monologue, but to actually write the words.
The words.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So mine is an Abraham Lincoln style monologue.
Inspired?
No, mine is a late night, like Jay Leno style monologue about how my morning went.
Nice.
So, sorry, did you say Jay Leno monologue or inspired?
Jay Leno style monologue. Just so, in the style of Jay Leno.
Should we like not laugh? You're watching a Jay Leno monologue.
Like a laugh track would actually be nice.
Okay. Well, hey, producer Ben, thanks.
So just hit me with a laugh, or that'll probably just be the studio audience that's actually laughing. But it would sound like a laugh track because it's going to be so uproarious. All right.
You want me to just laugh?
Yeah. If you guys could laugh uproariously, Pete, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is how my morning went. So I put too much Crest toothbrush. I put too much Crest on my toothbrush this morning. Have you seen this? I actually put too much Crest on my toothbrush this morning. I'm talking everywhere. It was all over. It was on the sink. It was on the floor. And I tried to clean up, but I guess you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. What else? I ran out of OJ this morning. Yeah, that's right. I tried to pour myself some Tropicana this morning, but when I got into the fridge, the bottle was empty. So my wife said, it looks like you ran out of OJ. And I said, I'm more used to OJ running out on everyone else. A little more laughter, Pete.
He killed it.
Have you seen this? Have you seen this one? My charger cord wasn't connected to the outlet when I woke up this morning. Have you seen this? And I told my wife, and she didn't believe me. But having to put up with her, I'll tell you what. I should be the one that's charged with a crime.
like OJ.
Charged. Hey, Pete, you're like my Andy Richter. Very nice. But then my wife said she didn't believe my charger wasn't working. And she said, how sure are you that it's not? And I said about 5%. Like a charger. And finally, have you seen this one? Have you heard this? I was on my way out of the house this morning, and I went to lock my door, and it turns out I left my keychain at work the day before. And, well, I guess I've heard of the keys to success, but I'm pretty sure that's not it.
I didn't get that one.
Was that a DJ Khaled joke?
No, just a keys joke. I forgot the keys to success.
Do you feel like that monologue that you just did threw off the entire podcast?
I kind of feel like it really derailed the whole thing.
Like we had a good thing going and now it's going to probably suck the rest of the time?
Yeah, I kind of really felt that it got sucked. The energy got sucked out of the
room
with that one.
Turn for the worse?
That was bad. Damn. You try and write a monologue, and, well, Pete, I guess it's on you now.
I decline.
A minute of silence, please, for Pete's... Pete has the floor.
Is there anything
if
you'd
we're
like
gonna do a minute
to,
of silence, can
read?
I just do my bit right here? Okay, I'll just fit it in right here. Is it okay?
Okay, perfect.
Hey, this is the part of the program that we do every week, and it's where if you're driving and listening to this, you close your eyes.
Okay, Pete, it's on you. You have a minute to give your monologue, and Caleb and I will not be speaking.
All right, I hope everyone's eyes are closed.
Including drivers. Sorry, go ahead.
Drivers, especially. Well, I'm going to talk them through this.
Okay.
So watch out on your left. Watch out. Back, drift a little. You're drifting. Back to the right. Okay. Stop sign coming up. All right, slow down. Easy. And we're stopped. Ignore the honks. Okay.
And open them. Thank you.
All right.
That was
awesome.
Very good. And that was a minute of monologue from Pete. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice, Pete.
Also, shout out to our drivers out there.
Yeah.
And our women. podcast listeners.
Our loyal,
are those separate categories?
Huh?
Do we have any women driver listeners?
No, we haven't got one yet. We're still looking. Well, I told some of the girls who were listening, I was like, "Can you, if you ever meet a driver, tell them, like another girl driver."
But okay.
Not so far.
We did have Danica Patrick on the show, though.
But, did she listen to Young and Happy while she races?
She wrecked that weekend. Ooh. As did Chase Elliott when he came on.
Was it that guy? Was it that
guy? You ever heard of Madden Curse?
Yes.
It's a Young and Happy
Everyone who's on our show gets in a car accident like it's Final Destination.
Okay.
Do you have a message that you want to send to women, Pete?
I mean, just keep doing you.
What does that mean? You want them to stay suppressed and oppressed?
Do you think
and
they're
depressed?
Do you think they're suppressed, oppressed, and depressed?
I believe it's women get treated unequally in the
workplace. I know they should be pressing my shirt. That was a bad joke about women.
He's doing it again.
That was inappropriate.
Yeah, and here we are down on the bottom again.
God damn it.
I feel like if we dropped Roan from the program and picked you up, that would be good for ratings.
I don't think I could do this again ever. I don't think anybody will want me to. I think this is it for me.
I don't know. I think this is a pretty honest interview of you, Pete. I think that we're getting to see a side of you that.
How do you win a Pulitzer on Reddit?
You win a Pulitzer for journalism, I believe.
And but on
I
Reddit,
I don't think anyone writing on Reddit has ever won a Pulitzer.
Makes me think it's not that dark for the web.
Dang.
Have I been unclear? Reddit is not the dark web.
What do you think about aliens?
Maybe.
You're a probability guy, right?
Are you religious?
Seems reasonable. No.
No.
But aliens seems like it's a reasonable possibility.
What if aliens is God?
Okay.
This podcast is sponsored by God.
By God?
Shout out to God.
No, that's a good get. We talk about all the
we're doing it pro bono. He's not paying.
He's not paying.
Well,
we're just
he paid the ultimate price.
I thought it was Jesus. I think
all one in the same
Jesus
part of the Holy
God,
Trinity.
Yeah.
Holy Trinity. All right,
it's anonymous. So you were obviously raised religious though, Pete?
I was not.
Damn.
I went to church as a kid.
Right?
Yeah, but
and you were just like, screw this.
It was just kind of something to do, and then we just stopped.
You guys all just said screw it at the same time.
When my sister was born, it was just kind of a hassle, and nobody really cared.
What do you think about all the dolphins raping each other?
I mean,
have you seen this storyline?
I've not, but I know that dolphins are the only other mammal that has sex for fun. So I could see that there might be some raping going on.
Can we read this? Can you just read it, Ben?
This is from Business Insider.
What an interesting business that these dolphins
that
are
in. That was pre-prepared by us.
The headline is, dolphins are dangerous animals that could rape you and kill your baby.
That is not what you just said.
I said, what do you think of the dolphins raping?
You said raping each other, I thought. But these dolphins want to come out and rape me and my baby. Oh, they don't want to rape my baby. They want to kill my baby and rape me.
If you come into their domain.
Death by rape.
I mean, I think we should respect their domain, and I also don't think that one could rape me.
Yeah?
No.
You want to bet?
It could probably kill my baby.
Well, let's hope let's definitely hope that that doesn't happen.
Let's hope.
By the way, let's hope that you recover from that car accident before your kids.
Not looking forward to your
upcoming father.
I am a father, and having a my wife is having a second kid, but I am already a dad to one.
How's that going?
It's getting better.
Nice.
How about three? Are you going to go for number three?
Nope.
Why not?
I'm making scissor snip motion with my hands for those listening at home.
Chopping your dick off, huh?
Nope. Just my vas deferens.
Damn.
Are
you worried about that surgery?
No.
You know Kanye West's mom died getting her vas deferens chopped.
You'd have to fact check that.
Okay.
Hey, producer Ben, would you mind fact checking that Kanye West's mother died while getting vas deferens chopped off surgery?
Passed away from a heart attack.
In surgery.
But she had a surgery.
See? Say no more. As I said.
Breast reduction, tummy tuck, and liposuction.
Okay.
And vas deferens as well?
It doesn't sound.
It's not listed.
That's the
not
bad difference as the term for tummy tuck.
I'd be more worried about
getting a tummy tuck?
No, I'd be more worried about getting raped by a dolphin than complications from a vasectomy.
Huh.
How's a tummy tuck play into all this?
I think if you want me to draw the thread, I said I was going to get a vasectomy, and then Rowan said that Kanye West's mom died from a vasectomy, and then Buddha Ben looked it up and said that she died during surgery that included a tummy tuck. So that's how we got there.
And he's not even afraid of dying the same way that she did. It shows how brave you are. Do you get scared from like roller coasters or heights? Or what's like the scariest thing to you?
Heights make me uncomfortable. But I'd still do it.
How do you eat your donuts? Glazed?
My mouth. Oh.
Not suppository? You ever have a suppository Dunkin'?
No.
Huh. Good on you.
Make sure you're staying up to date with everything Barstool. You don't want to miss the latest In Office Grudge or must-see video. Get everyone's hot take. Cool down. By going to the App Store and downloading the Barstool app today. All right, so this is what I want to talk about next. What?
No, I'm just checking the time.
What's the time?
It's like 36 minutes on the record.
Oh, we're trying to warm.
We're trying to keep it tight, right?
Yeah.
No, I think we're going to keep this one loose, Pete. So why don't you lock that door and let's see if we can drag this one. Pete, have you ever freely left an aircraft or roller coaster during its ride or flight?
No.
Huh.
You guys are laughing like that's funny and
have you
clever.
Ever? Have you ever? Have you ever stayed underwater for the duration of time where the next time you woke up you were inside of a hospital?
No, but I am a certified scuba diver, so I've stayed underwater for
excellent. Let's get
for
into
a
it.
Long, a long time.
How long?
Probably 30, 40 minutes.
And how long is the longest you've held your breath?
I don't know, a minute.
Can you hold
minute
it right
20?
Now? I'll time you.
You want to time?
Wait, is that a good podcast segment?
It's not.
It's good for the video.
That's not good.
All right, you're gonna have to plug your nose as well, so we know you're not cheating.
I was gonna fucking cheat. Okay.
But also, right. Close your eyes.
Three,
so you don't breathe out your eye holes.
Three, two, one, start.
And he looks like he is at a regular.
Don't lie. Okay, for the sake of the program, I'll show you the time. So you know what's your goal. 1 minute, he said. 2 minutes. Three.
120.
120. Okay.
That's bold.
That's.
I don't think I have 120.
I'm going to start now.
I don't think that there's any way that I have 120 in me. Is it getting hard? Más o menos. Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. He looks pretty. He's leaned back in his chair now. He's giving a thumbs up, but he's trying to swell a little, tapping the foot a little bit. It's getting intense, but he has a good poker face. Caleb, less so. He just has already blown out about 10 seconds in.
Okay, we're at 40 seconds right now.
And the scuba diving training seems like it's kicking in. He's
starting to sweat.
Getting a little bit whiter. I don't know why you would sweat because the oxygen should be leaving.
He's buttoning his jeans back up. He zipped them back up.
Oh, there go the jeans down. And they're unbuttoned again. And it looks
we got
like
a minute.
Starting to get a little shine to the face.
He's trying to avoid his car crash.
And he's swinging back and forth in the chair. Swinging pretty hard.
14, 15, 16, 17.
He's going for 20.
18,
will he break his
19,
own record?
20.
Will he go for 90 seconds?
I won't.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Wow. That's a
How was it? No, so when you're oxygen deprived, you're at your most lucid. So tell us, what are you thinking?
That was harder than I thought it would be. I thought it would be no sweat. And also, I think you guys don't understand how scuba works because you don't go down and hold your breath the entire time. You actually breathe normally, and it's a real problem if you hold your breath. A lot of people do that and freak out when they go under.
Because they're not used to breathing underwater.
Right. So they're like, I can't breathe. You know, but you have to. You have to have the lungs firing as you descend in order to get the oxygen.
How much longer do you think you could have gone?
Like, looking at the clock, you can, like, mentally try to get there. I think maybe I could have gone to a minute and a half, but not much more than that. That was difficult.
Like, with our guests going forward, that's
but Caleb sucked at it.
A good segment we should keep around?
Like,
hold your, how long you can hold your breath podcast?
Let's speed up the tape and see what the reaction is on social media. On if we, maybe we can put it on Twitter. You know, follow at All Business Pete.
And it's an open invitation.
I guess and, you're tweeting. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's an open invitation for people to try and beat your record if they want to take video of themselves not breathing.
Yeah, and just, yep. And then just send it to us on Instagram.
Yeah, that also will be strong.
If you do it on Instagram, I think you're limited to a minute.
That was a joke.
Okay.
Glad we all got that one. Slow.
I don't know if
all
we don't
slow
got
Pete.
I
slow
get
business
it.
Pete.
Did not get it. Slowest guy in the room. Slowest draw of the bunch. I thought it was impressive, though. I don't think I have that in me. I don't know. It seemed hard. I was impressed by you. Your will seems strong. I've heard that 3 minutes in, you completely pass out, and then 3 minutes after that, brain damage starts.
What happened to Tower 6?
Can I say that I love that you just get into all this weird shit. And if I were ever starting a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme, employee number one would be Caleb Presley.
Don't you think
really?
I would be the first person to know what was going on?
No, because I think, you know, you would get into it. You would be like, oh, this makes sense, right? This doesn't make, like, if it's something that doesn't make sense at all, Caleb is into it and be like, this makes perfect sense. So if I were like, well, this is how we're going to make money. We're just going to get other people to give us money, and then it's going to turn into more money. You're going to be like, you know what? Yeah, that's how the world works.
So you think steel melts at those temperatures?
I believe so. I honestly haven't looked into it too much.
I have.
You, and so wait a second. So we're not going to let this devolve into a 9/11 truther thing, are we?
But if you want to poke a hole in it, if you want to poke a hole in it, Pete, I value that.
I don't really want to get into a 9/11 truther argument.
But we could call my dad.
I'm pretty sure, which I'm one for one with your dad, but I'm pretty sure that steel melts at high temperatures. I think it's
like astronomically high temperatures, not at the temperatures that building was burning at. I mean, that's just a fact.
I don't really want to get into a 9/11 debate.
Shout out to all my...
What's Tower 6?
What's Tower 6?
It's Tower 1, Tower 2.
And Tower 6 went to the ground as well. You didn't know
did
that?
Did it just get knocked over?
No, dude. are you trying to get me going? No. You
I don't
want to
talk
know?
About it anymore. I mean, I really don't really know the story, but I also don't really want to talk about it. But it's your show.
But also, you just you acknowledge that it's just
spend with the Wikipedia is all.
Let me just give you a quick little rundown. So, Tower 6 was a shorter building that no one ever acknowledges, right? Why are you
like
holding your breath?
It's like a leper.
Listen, don't hold your breath on this one. This is the
wrong one. You know
what?
I might hold my
breath
for
on.
This one. I'm with Pete on this one.
Tower 6 is the building that did not get hit by any plane and still collapsed just with the rest of the buildings.
Do you think they accidentally put a bomb in it?
I don't think they accidentally put a bomb in it, but I think it's possible. I think it's possible that these buildings were collapsed. If you go look at the footage, they're falling at free fall speeds. The only way for this to happen.
Now, Pete, I'm going to ask you again. The five dumbest
melting.
People in the office. And we can do a Dylon style list.
I really like Caleb. Right. Was Caleb not on the list initially? We'll have to go back and check the tape. But I really
like
Caleb.
He seems to like Caleb a lot. Whatever. Damn. The truth.
That was the show.
That was solving 9/11.
That was a show. If anyone out there really, really wants to look into it, just do your own research.
Don't waste your time.
Back to me. You type in Tower 6 on your YouTube, and you tell me after a couple of hours you're not completely way down the rabbit hole, the least entertaining thought. Tell me.
Or just hold your breath for 3 minutes and wait for the sweet release.
Hi, I'm Larry Mack Reynolds, two-time Daytona 500 winning crew chief and host of the podcast Larry Mack, America's Crew Chief on Podcast One. On my next episode, I look back at 500 laps from Bristol Motor Speedway in the Monster Energy Cup Series, and then I'll look ahead to another short track race at Richmond, Virginia. But also, I break down a major announcement our most popular driver, Dale Earnhardt Jr., made just this week, one that rocked the NASCAR world. Remember, every Thursday you can download a new episode of Larry Mack, America's Crew Chief, at podcastone.com or by subscribing to iTunes.